Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
It's Monday. We're giving you 10 positive news stories to fight back the fear, fight back the hate, and bring people together. We do that every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we either have a great interview, talking to someone who's doing something positive in the community. We talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm relaxed. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am great. Ready for these positive news stories?
You sound a little sleepy, man. You sound a little sleepy, JP. You sound a little relaxed yourself.
I am quite comfortable at the moment, but I am not sleepy. I will say the time change did mess me up this morning.
Agreed.
But yeah. Enough about daylight savings time. If you want to support the positive truth, like, share, and subscribe, follow us on all our social medias, or just tell a friend about this positive news. That's how you can help out the most. Do you want to start, Tim, or do you want me to?
Yeah, man, I'll go ahead and start with my first positive news story. This is actually about a delivery driver. So she delivers pizza, and she delivered pizza to this church, Chicago's New Life Covenant Church, and basically, the church pastor has been challenging their members to honor people, to do something nice for people. And basically what happened was they ordered pizza, sent the delivery driver to the stage, and the pastor handed the delivery driver $100 as a tip. She gets emotional. She started to cry a little bit. But then next thing you know, everybody started giving a tip for the pizza, because after all, the pizza was for everybody. So everybody started giving her a tip. She ended up getting $1,800 in tip money. And it came in at a really good time because she's a single parent. She's been struggling lately, and she's been doing her best to take care of her family by working there as a pizza driver and working at another restaurant as well. And this fell into her lap. And I just thought it was really, really awesome because, I mean, we all get down sometimes and we don't think anybody's going to help us. And then all of a sudden, boom, we find some help. You just got to keep it positive and keep it moving forward, man.
Absolutely. I like the pastor's idea of honoring someone. I like pizza. And most importantly, like, we both get paid off tips, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to live if you're not getting tipped 20%. Doesn't matter where you're eating at. Like, that person that's getting the tip doesn't get all of it. They usually have to give money back to everybody. Yeah, so that's awesome too. And there's a stereotype that people that go to church, like Christian church, they tip 10% to God, so why do they want to tip servers more than 10%? So that's a good way to break that stereotype right here.
Absolutely. What else, or what do you got for us, JP?
I have a lot of good positive news stories. I really don't know where to start, so I'm going to start with Evan Greenberg and his brother Joshua Greenberg. They started selling hot cocoa 12 years ago in their family garage when Evan was 5 and his little brother was 3. This past 11 years, they've raised more than $35,000 for Pancreatic Cancer Foundation. And it's pretty awesome. Basically, what they do is they set up it's called Evan and Joshua Hot Cocoa Stand in a Westchester, New York shopping mall. And with your hot cocoa, you get chocolate and regular whipped cream, 25% off a coupon for baked goods at a local store, and a raffle ticket for different prizes. And it's all for charity. And they've been doing it for 12 years. Youth doing positive things.
For 12 years. That's incredible.
So, yeah. Believe in the youth, man. The youth are doing great.
Absolutely, man. Well, I will go ahead and I'm going to go to New Zealand, man. I don't know how to say this small company, Christchurch, New Zealand. I don't know. I'm not too sure Is that the town? Christchurch? No, that's the town. I apologize. Christchurch, New Zealand. There's a small company there that's offering their employees an additional $10 a day if they bike to work.
Really?
Yes. How dope is that, man?
So they get $10 like there and back, so $20? Or is it just $10 a day?
$10 a day. It says if you work there for more than half a year, the amount will double.
Hey, I'm biking to work.
Every day. You get to help out the environment. You get to stay healthy. You're probably going to be happier while you're at work, too. That's the cool thing about it as well. You're going to be more efficient at work for the company. It's a win-win for everybody. So, of course, they should pay you more if you bike to work.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm surprised I've never heard that idea before.
Same, man. Like, I feel like this is gonna start popping up everywhere. Maybe not like 5 to 10 or 20 bucks, maybe like $2 extra a day or something, but still, it's gonna be a start.
I guess in places like New York, it's like I walk every day to work, so it wouldn't change much. And in some place like Oklahoma, where you can barely function without a vehicle, that's pretty awesome.
Tú sabes.
Speaking of not being able to pronounce anything, I have a funny story for you, Tim. And it connects to my next positive news story.
Legit.
So the positive news story is in a mayor in Alaway, Honduras. His name is Kirk Caldwell. He wants to lay out a plan to plant 100,000 trees in urban Honolulu by 2025.
Wow.
So it's not, I don't know why I said Honduras. It's in Honolulu. But anyway, here's the thing. That's an awesome positive news story. We've been talking about reforestation and planting trees for forever on the Positive Truth. You remember how I was saying hecta acres, Tim?
Yeah. I do.
So when I go to work, everyone's like, JP, what's up with the positive news? And so they don't listen to the podcast. They just like me talking about the stuff we talk about.
Right.
And so I told the story about the Amazon rainforest and how they're replanting 30,000 soccer fields worth of trees. And I called it hecta acres. And my coworker looks at me and he goes, you know it's pronounced hectares, right?
I was waiting for that. I was like, how do you pronounce that? Oh, man, that's funny.
So for the past year and a half, I've been pronouncing it wrong. And sounding like a dumb American.
Dude, you have been saying it with so much confidence that I believe that's how you pronounced it. So we apologize, world.
So if we're mispronouncing anything, just email us and let us know.
Or send us a link to like a YouTube pronunciation video or something. I don't know, anything. We need help, man.
But yeah, so in Honolulu, they're planting 100,000 trees. They connected landscape architects, community groups, and developers, and youth groups. They got them all under one group, and they're like, how do we plant more trees? Everyone threw out their ideas, and they're going to get it done. I think it's awesome, bringing a community together, planting trees, and yeah. Positive.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I just want to highlight the fact that they brought the youth in there, too. I thought that was really awesome.
Can't do it without the kids these days.
Agreed. Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump into my next one. It's about a 17-year-old girl who sent out a tweet, right? And when she sent out this tweet, she had no idea that this was going to change her dad's whole entire life, her family's whole entire life. So her dad was working construction. He got hurt. And whenever he got hurt, he hurt his spine. So now he can barely move without being in extreme pain. So he gets a disability check every single month, and that's how he supports his family. So he gets bored. You know, he used to work all the time. He used to move around all the time. So he figured out, you know, I can mess with wood in the garage. So that's what he does a lot of the times. And he started making things as a hobby. And that's all that it was at first. So he started making sports memorabilia type of thing, like, you know, the New York Yankee logo. He made that out of wood and then he painted it. He did an Oakland Raiders one as well, Washington Redskins, like some football teams, sports teams. And his daughter, what his daughter did was like, I'm going to take some pictures of these. I'm going to put it on Twitter and ask if anybody wants to buy it. She does that. And in 2 days, she gets over 10,000 messages to trying to buy and order these pieces of wood that her dad made in the garage.
Nice. All these sports teams are going to come after him. Copyright.
Something, yeah, probably, but at least he'll get a nice little paycheck out of it in the meantime. Hopefully he spends that fast, too. No, I'm just kidding. But no, in all reality, though, I mean, I just thought it was awesome because I was like, yo, this dude was hurting out and about, and he still figured out how to make it. And we complain about the smallest things whenever we're perfectly fine. We have 2 feet, 2 arms, hands work fine, 10 toes, 10 fingers, all that good stuff. And we complain about the smallest things. And this man literally had everything and then had to figure it out all over again and still made it work.
He was making them out of wood, right?
Yeah, straight out of wood.
So my next positive news story is about a man. His name's Alton Thacker. I pronounced that correctly. He's 82. He has made and donated more than 800,000 wooden cars to children in his free time over the past over the last 16 years. He started his own nonprofit called Tiny Tim's Foundation for Kids. And yeah, that's what he does. In his free time, he makes these little wooden cars and he donates them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, how old is he?
He's 82. He's been doing it for 16 years.
That's so, like, dope. Like, an old man making wooden cars. I don't know why that, like, makes me so happy to hear. But an old man making wooden cars to me, I don't know why that's in my head. It feels like it's, like, Christmas time or something.
You never did a, what are they called? There's, like, a wooden derby thing? An old
one? Yeah, yeah.
You did do
yeah,
that?
I was in Cub Scouts for a couple years when I was a kid. Don't tell anybody. But, I did that a couple years in a row.
So my pops was really artistic, and we did it. And the first year we did it, I was in first grade. And I am not artistic at all. Like, at all. At all. So he did most of the work, but I would come up with the idea. I had two really good ones, man. Like, two really good ones. The first one was the first one. It was called Gator. At least that's what I called it. So it was wooden car. It was shaped like an alligator, and like I painted it in, and it won. Great moment. My last one though was a pencil. I don't know why, but I was like, we should just go silly, because I was I wanted to win everything. But once I figured out it was kind of a gamble to winning, and like people were putting all these weights on the front part of the cars to winning, I was like, let's just go out in style. And we made this pencil, and it was awesome. So wooden cars are always cool.
Fun facts with JP.
So yeah, shout out to Alton Thacker, shout out to Tiny Tim's Foundation for Kids, and yeah, good job. Anyway, I'm done there.
No, you're good, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the name too, Tiny Tim's. I really do.
I wonder why.
I'm biased. I know. Well, man, check out this one. Could you imagine Southeast is playing? It's this high school that JP went to. U.S. Grant's playing. The high school that I went to. We were rival high schools. Can you imagine, like, Grant goes to Southeast. There's only one cheerleader there. And Southeast cheerleaders are like, hey, come on over here and cheer with us.
That would never happen.
Exactly, but it did happen in Tena, Missouri, man.
Okay.
Tori Adams of Northwestern High School, she shows up to the basketball game on the road and found out from her cheerleading coach that her team basically all got sick. I'm not sure what they had, but they were all sick, and she was left there by herself to cheer in front of a road crowd, in front of their fans, all by herself. She was terrified. Terrified, but you know, the dopest thing in the world happened. The cheerleaders invited her over and were like, you know what, come cheer with us. They felt like she was all alone. That must be scary. I can only imagine if it was me by myself. So that's why we wanted to bring her over. And the cool thing about it is, man, there's a short little video that ABC News caught that I'm going to share to the Facebook page. You guys can check it out at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely. Also, yeah, that would be terrifying. I think that's why mascots wear masks, so you could be a fool and no one's judging you. But yeah, that's awesome. That would never have happened whenever we were in school. We were too busy trying to go at each other. I remember our cheerleaders had a chant about the scoreboard. Like, we would make fun of people when we were winning. So yeah, good job. You sir, doing great.
I feel like everybody knows why the rivalry is real with Southeastern Grant now, just because of that statement you just made. We hated Southeast. But what's your next positive news story, my dude?
Well, since you got a cool video, I got a cool video. It's a dog story, so you're doubly jealous.
Ha, take that, world.
So, basically, it's a no-kill shelter in Illinois, in the Knox County Humane Society. And they came up with this cool idea to make canines feel more at home. So they put basically all of their puppies in recliners. Sound crazy?
It sounds a little, yeah. Continue.
So basically, there's a lot of donated furniture that doesn't get used. It's just collecting somewhere in some dump. So this humane society, they took all of this like old chairs, old recliners, and they're like, dogs love this stuff. And they basically put them in the cages with the dogs. The dogs got a new bed they enjoyed, and it increased the amount of people and don't like adopting the dogs. It's like, oh, the dogs aren't eating and tearing up the furniture, they're just laying on it. So it's doubly helpful. Oh, Tim. And we're back. Tim saved the day. He caught his wife's water as it was falling. He caught a water bottle, messed up the phone. It's all good. We appreciate that, Tim. Edna appreciates it too. Anyway, so yeah.
Dog, that was bad. That was bad.
I mean, that's what you did, though. You saved her.
I hear you. I did. Let's go back to the positivity. I apologize. We had some technical difficulties.
But anyway, so yeah, so they raised the rates of adoption, and it helped get the trash out the dump. So yeah, I like the positive news story.
That is pretty dope, man. That's weird. Not in a bad way, though, but weird. Weird in a positive way. Can we start that trend?
Weird in a positive way? I feel like that's the summary of my life.
I think that's the summary of my life, too, man. Hashtag the positive truth.
They should put that on my degree. You got one more story, right?
Yeah, I got one more, man. It's a quick one. So, you had a dog story, so I say my dog story for last. In North Reading, Massachusetts, this lady has a puppy and runs into the police station because the puppy is choking. And it was caught on video, but I'm definitely not going to share this video on the Facebook page because I, you know, got scared for a second myself. But basically what happened was the police officers didn't know exactly what to do, but there happened to be some firefighters in the station as well. And they went to work together, hooked it up to an oxygen machine, and they saved the puppy. And you can see that the puppy was saved at about 8 minutes of this 9-minute video that I'm definitely not sharing. So if you want to check it out, definitely Google that.
Well, I have something that I'm going to share to JoJo so he can put it on our little minute-long summary of our positive news videos we've been doing.
Legit.
It's a 16-year-old. He started a nonprofit. His name's Kevin Barber. It's called Wheels for Change. And basically what it is, Wheels of Change. It's in San Diego. It's already been successful in 12 other cities. It's in basically an Alpha Project, which is a nonprofit that works with more than 30 years of experience working with the homeless and is running this program. And what they do is every morning they pick up a van full of homeless people, and they pay them $11.50 to, I mean, basically just do community work. So they pick up trash, they pull weeds, they clear bushes, they make the city a prettier place, and they get paid to do it. And they only work with homeless people. So you go to, it's called the www.wheelsofchangeprogram.com. It's in San Diego right now. It's in other cities, but it's just Wheels of Change in San Diego. And they go to a bus stop, they pick people up, homeless people, and they just like, hey, you want to make $11.50 an hour today? And they go clean up the city. It's been helping out, and I think it's awesome.
That is pretty awesome, man. $11.50.
Yeah, that's good money.
Yeah, it is, man. That really is. That's dope.
And it was a 16-year-old's idea.
Huh. The youth win again.
Always. So, yeah.
And I really wish we were like more positive people whenever we were teenagers.
I was positive with girls, basketball, and food.
I don't even remember what I was positive about.
Video games?
Maybe. I don't even think so. I don't know. I was a weird teenager.
Oh, I was talking about me.
You're winning still. Well, man, I got a positive quote.
Let's hear it.
Small steps add to complete big journeys. Machana de Hawaii. I butchered that name so bad. I apologize. It was a good quote, though.
It was a good quote. So, yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday, hopefully with less technical difficulties, less Tim saving bottles of water, and less butchering of names. No more hectares. No more hectares. More hectares. Yeah. Wow, we sound like really, really dumb Oklahomans right now.
Dude, we're mentally exhausted. That's all that it is. We've had a long day.
Out of culture. Hectares, no hectares. And yeah, anyway, we'll be back on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive. I'm so sorry, guys.